This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Show your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, your health is your greatest wealth. It is. And if you haven't gone to the website, go check it out. There's great information there to empower your health and to empower your life. Lewis in Baltimore, Maryland, sent us an email. Says, I'm 76. And I suffer with rheumatoid arthritis. I take pain medicine each day that my doctor prescribed, but I still hurt, and some days I can barely move my fingers. Do you know of anything else that might help? Rheumatoid arthritis, I just sent this out in our newsletter recently, so if you haven't signed up for that, just go to the website. You can sign up, and we send out a couple of those a week, give you updated with great tips about your health. But talking about arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis specifically, remember, rheumatoid arthritis has a real strong autoimmune component to it, which means the body attacks itself. So it has incredible ways, the body does, of the immune system thinks something's wrong, for example, with the joints. So it goes in, begins attacking the joints, and can become quite challenging. So one of the keys you have to look at with rheumatoid arthritis first is the diet. Because, again, with autoimmune, remember, it's highly genetic. So whatever the trigger was, stress, which is a big one, but a lot of the triggers can come in, hit it, and then really cause everything to kind of go haywire. So you can't really get rid of it, per se. That's what the research says. Now, again, that's what the research says. I'm always a big believer that the great physician can do pretty much about anything he wants. But I've seen that, just absolute miracles happen. But traditional science, medicine, all that, what it typically says is that it can't be cured or gone away. But you can put a dimmer switch on it. So, for example, if the light switch is turned on, you put a really good dimmer switch on it so that you can barely have any symptoms going on. And that's what we want to strive for. So we know that diet is a big key. So the foods that you put inside your body, they matter in a great way. Remember, with your foods every single day, focus on getting the right amounts, lean quality protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables, mostly vegetables, and then healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and the like. Because when you put the right kind of foods in like that, you're going to get the right kind of results that you're looking for. You know, the foods are everything. It's your foundation. The other key that's really important, we know, very beneficial, there's some foods specific to arthritis that can help. Basil, parsley is really good. Sweet potatoes, red peppers are fantastic. Salmon is really good. These are all specific that can really help tone down a lot of the symptoms of arthritis. And then also fennel is good and known to have, there's some really good research on fennel in using that. And then also don't forget that arthritis, one of the big keys is kale and spinach, so you're in collards, so your dark, dark, dark greens, unbelievable. Good research behind it, the whole nine yards. A couple of keys that can really help, don't forget your fish oils and vitamin D. Make sure you're not deficient in either of those because it can make a big, big difference in the way that you feel. All right, 888-283-7272, that's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Now, tummy aches are a big deal with kids, as we know, and kids kind of, you know, can complain with that from time to time. But they might be tied to anxiety and depression. Stomach pain is a common childhood complaint. A new study says that it might place some kids at high risk for anxiety disorders or depression as adults. The researchers compared about 300 young adults aged 20 who had abdominal pain as children to 147 who did not, had one currently, by contrast. So One of the challenges that said a decade later in looking in the study, the individual who had stomach pain continued to have high rates of anxiety disorders, even if they no longer had the stomach pain. This was done by study lead author Lynn Walker, who was a professor of pediatrics at Vanderbilt University. But moreover, they said about 40% of young men and women who had abdominal pain as children had depression during their lifetime. So there's a strong correlation. This was all published in the Journal of Pediatrics. To break the cycle early, parents of children who complain of stomach pain should first take their child to see a doctor and see if anything's going on medically. If no significant disease is found, parents should encourage their children to continue regular activities even if they're having pain or anticipate they may have pain. When children stay home from school or other activities, they get behind in schoolwork, peer relationships, and that can increase stress, which can in turn increase their suffering. So if it spirals from there, as they discontinue activities and isolate themselves socially, they have more time to focus on the pain and worry about it, and they'll fall behind. But experts agree that parents should seek help early for kids who have recurrent stomach pain to try to reduce the risk of anxiety and depression. So parents should take an active role in their life by seeking medical attention and supportive counseling for their child. You know, because the reality is that kids, I mean, the brain-gut connection, a child doesn't know how to describe the difference between nausea or food poisoning type stomach pain versus, or, you know, some kind of like stomach bug versus that kind of that anxiety type stomach pain, that nervousness and anxiousness that we can feel. They just know it's stomach pain. So one key as parents, really, you have to dive in. Don't forget the mental aspect of health. I think so many times we just dismiss our kids and thinking they're not old enough to really feel and understand. Kids have the greatest intuition. They know when things are going on. And so if their little stomach starts hurting, there's nothing medically wrong, they haven't eaten anything bad, you know, there's no car sickness, no, nothing like that. It's all been evaluated. Look at the home. So if there's not a good environment in the home and the kids are complaining about this, it's something to take an evaluation in as parents and make sure you're creating the right environment, loving environment, that there's no strife and yelling, that you're not, you know, putting down your child in inadvertent ways, that you're giving your child enough love and attention, that you're not pushing them to the side and, you know, all those kind of things. I think that we're looking so much, even in the study, on the fact of what having stomach pain does as a child to what, you know, tied to anxiety when you get an adult. But remember, our personalities are formed up to age 7, and our sexual personalities as far as sexual orientation, like a daughter to her father and mother to her son, and those interpersonal relationships are formed all the way till age 5. So if there's any type of anxiety that's developing in the child, causing them stomach pains, it's not medically related. It could be emotional, but kids don't know how to describe their emotions. That's the challenge. So as parents, you've got to be aware enough. No, I'm going deep here. As parents, we've got to be aware enough. This is my psychology degree coming out. We've got to be aware enough to really see and have some intuition on what our kids are going through. Because it's one thing to have teenagers that you can sit down and try to talk to them. It's another thing to have like a 5-year-old that doesn't know how to describe how they feel. They just may be sad, or they may have stomach pain for whatever reason. And to break through that and create a better environment possibly for them. Coming up, more questions about your health. I see you waiting on the lines. Hang tight. We'll get right to you. Don't forget, check out the website, oncallradio.com. We've got our new lifestyle plan. It's free. Go to the website. You can fill out your information and get a customized lifestyle plan for you. And don't forget, our app is out in the App Store. Catch the radio show 24/7 on the On Call Radio app.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InsureNetwork.com.
Ryan Brogan, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go to the phones and talk with June. Hi, June.
I get these periodic headaches. It's more than headache, head pressure, I would say, along with my myalgia, which they're not sure if it's fibro or polymyalgia or temporal arteritis or what. But anyway, is there anything you recommend for headaches?
It just depends. I mean, again, if it's fibromyalgia, that's a whole different animal. And what we're dealing with, but headaches in general depends on where it hurts, okay? It hurts in the back of the head mostly. There's a couple of things. It could be occipital. It's in the occipital area, which there's tension in the muscles that attach to the base of the skull, and that's where a couple of key therapies really come into play. Chiropractic therapy is wonderful. Treatment is amazing. And then also massage therapy is great, too, to work on the areas, and acupuncture can actually be beneficial to that. So that's one area if you're talking about the base of the skull. Now, if you're going around maybe the temples of the head or the forehead, you could be talking about some different areas. Now, from a nutritional perspective, we've got to look at what could be causing that. Now, even though there could be some misalignments in the upper cervical neck, C1, C2, that area could have some dysfunction in that area, misalignments that could be corrected. But for those areas, a lot of times has to do with nutrition. And the nutrition is so key and so important for the overall scheme of things. And you have to look at that by looking at a couple of key factors. Now, number one is you want to look at ways to really support the body. And the way to do that nutritionally, you get a blood test done. You can check and see what core nutritional deficiencies you have going on. And the big key for, especially kind of the wrapping around of the head, front of the head, thyroid is a big one. So you got to look at all the endocrine function, pituitary gland, which is the master gland, it controls everything. And then you got the thyroid gland, the adrenals, and the adrenal glands play a big role too. So if the body's, you know, got a lot of stress going on, very, very challenged in that area, then it could be one of those key areas could be weak, and testing could show that. And there's nutritional ways to build up each area and all that sort of thing. But you have to figure that out first. Then it could be vascular. It could be simple constriction of the capillaries. It could be vascular issues that could be causing it. So, I mean, it's got to be evaluated first. If you've been taking medication, for example, then, you know, again, your doctor needs to advise you in that side. But from a nutritional side, I would get maybe a nutritionist or someone to help you really come up with a game plan in how to support the body overall nutritionally, and then maybe structurally with chiropractic care, something along those lines can help. Because headaches, again, there's so many different factors. Even genetics can play a role in headaches, but I've found mostly there's stress. There's even emotional components that can cause issues with headaches. You got to look at the whole picture, right? So you have to have somebody evaluate it from all the sides, and that can help tremendously. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you give us a call or go to the website. Now, at the website, don't forget that we've got a brand new app out, and it's really cool. You can go to the App Store, look at On Call Radio app, and you can download it. It's free. But what's great is you can ask questions on the app, and it comes right to us. And you can listen to the show all from the day before all day until we go live the next day. A really, really cool way to do that. If you have Crohn's disease or know someone that does, it's a digestive-related disorder. And we get calls and emails about this constantly. And I've seen it more and more over the last couple of years, which is quite alarming. Now, people that deal with Crohn's, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, so for example, there's bleeding, can be ulcerations within the lining of the colon, and people are not breaking down, digesting the food very well. Really challenging. So when you look at that and you get in and you can figure out exactly what's going on, one of the big keys that you have to look at that's really concerning is what do you change? I mean, how do you do it? I mean, do you go to that? I mean, most people get to a level where they're taking a really strong drug called Remicade. Remicade is a pretty much standard of care medication for end result Crohn's. Very good at managing it. But you got to decide if you want to be on that long term or you're willing to make some changes within your lifestyle. Now, there's always a strong mental component that goes along with Crohn's. Always. So understanding that and, you know, kind of putting that into perspective, you know, I don't know what that might be for anyone, but it could be a going through a relationship issue, a divorce, loss of someone, a loved one, a family member. Maybe it's a severe job loss with, you know, financial stress. All that they're all capable of happening. And we have to look at ways to really begin to solidify how to build the body back up. So we're going to talk about that for a minute. So here's some ways you can kind of lifestyle your way out of dealing with Crohn's. Number one, don't smoke. Study after study has shown that if you have Crohn's and you smoke, have to quit because it flares up. It's one of the top keys that flares up Crohn's. So if you smoke and you have Crohn's, you're just fueling the fire, literally, with smoking. And with drinking, same thing. The alcohol can irritate the lining of the intestinal tract, exacerbating the symptoms. If you do it extreme moderation. Regular exercise can benefit any type of Crohn's treatment. So if you're using Remicade or if you're going more of a natural route, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America has heavily endorsed exercise as a great tool at supporting the body. Now, managing your stress level is a big one. So you can practice relaxation techniques. You want to make sure you're getting between 7 and 9 hours of sleep. So with relaxation, you can, you know, pray. If you do meditation, whatever, do yoga is a great, Tai Chi is a great way to do that. You know, whatever you're into, that's fine. Seek out support. Counseling is really good. Communicate how you feel. And, you know, always, like I was saying here, work with a dietitian or a nutritionist. That's a big one, too. And you want to limit caffeine intake. So if you're doing tea or any of those, maybe go for the decaffeinated versions because caffeine can actually irritate the lining of the intestines and can also flare things up. Coming up, we'll jump in. More questions about your health. We've got our food of the hour, powerful superfood that could come in and literally transform your health. I want to talk about that. It can help with cardiovascular benefits and also with weight loss.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the Nasdaq up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
OnCallRadio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, know we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's about lifestyle. It's about choices that we make every single day to really get you to that next level with your health, to take you, to kind of thrust you into that next level so you can really begin to thrive and you don't have to be stuck where you are, that learning how to really make it, learning how to begin to refocus where you are so that you can lose the weight you need to lose, or maybe you're taking three or four medications and you don't know where to start. You know, helping you start that journey is also another great tool. We want to help you do that. I mean, regardless, we want to help you go to that place where you don't have to be stuck. And, you know, the challenge is that many people get stuck and they don't know where to turn. Well, it comes down to a lot of keys. But if it's weight loss, if it's just gaining your health, if it's kind of renewing where you are, there's a couple of keys that you want to focus on. And you know, on this show, we want to help you do that. So number one, always remember, I always say what you eat is king. All right, your nutrition is king. Your exercise is queen. And you put them together and you have a kingdom. And so this is true. You put those together, that's really, I mean, it comes down to the basics. We talk about that so much, and it sounds so simple. Oh, eat less, exercise more, right? But it's eating the right kind of foods designed for your body. It's exercising in the right way, in the right amount of time. So it's not about just go do it. It's about being strategic about it so you know what's best for your body. Let's go to Tammy on the phones. Hi, Tammy.
I'm 53, relatively healthy for all means, but have recently discovered that I have an 8-centimeter uterine fibroid. Of course, been suggested to you know, have it taken out surgically, but I really don't want to go that route. So just wanted to see what you had to say about that.
Well, here's the deal. I can tell you two options for sure. One is there's really good research, and I've actually seen people that have used certain natural means to reduce the fibroid tumors. Okay, so that has, I've seen that happen. It's very rare. The majority of people have tried the natural route and went ahead and gone for the surgery. Surgery is you know, safe, and the techniques are very, very good now. So I know it's like you don't want to do the surgery. It's kind of a hassle. But at the end of the day, it can really improve the area and the outcome for the most part. So if that's been suggested, it's something you want to consider. Now, on the natural side, you know, as far as lifestyle choices and all that, you got to think, okay, what caused this in the first place? You know, where's the imbalance in my body that caused this? So that, you know, moving forward, you don't get another one, right? So that's the goal, is for them not to return. And a couple of tools that are very good. You know, obviously you want to monitor your estrogen and progesterone levels on a regular basis. I really am a big fan of getting blood work done every 6 months, just so you know where your body is. And, you know, having a good overall game plan of figuring that out, I would encourage you to get that done on a regular basis. So getting your lab work done, you know, having it done with all the hormones, and, you know, check vitamin D levels and all the B vitamins and all the different nutrients, minerals, all that. I would have that checked out on a regular basis, because everything can affect everything in the body, and you want to get a good clear-cut picture about what really we're dealing with. And I think that's how you win and attack this thing. So that's first and foremost, okay? Now, the other piece of it that you want to look at that's really important too is when you're kind of looking at fibroids and all that, obviously I'd get multiple opinions. Most physicians or most surgeons are going to have the same opinion, but I still would at least get two. I like three at the most. So that's what I would focus in on and get that checked out. Now, look at your eating habits. Make sure you got the right kind of anti-inflammatory foods coming in. That's also going to make a big difference as well. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you're into foods like I am, I really believe food can be one of our best medicines for sure. Lifestyles are overall best medicine, but food is our best medicine in so many different ways. But I want to talk about a superfood today. It has so many health benefits to it. And we're talking about sesame seeds. So they're an excellent source of copper, very good source of manganese, which are very good for joints and ligaments, that sort of thing. But they're also a good source of calcium, magnesium, iron, phosphorus, B1, zinc, molybdenum, selenium, and fiber, which is great. I mean, both belong to a special group called lignans. They're great for cholesterol-lowering effects in humans. And, of course, vitamin E is loaded against protecting from a lot of the oxidative stress and damage. Now, they're rich in beneficial minerals, too. A lot of the sesame seeds are excellent source of copper, which is a great source of manganese. And the copper itself provides relief for rheumatoid arthritis. And this has been known for quite some time. So if you don't ever use copper as a mineral or you haven't been checked for it, a lot of people reduce a lot of the arthritis pain by having copper. It's effective due to the trace mineral. It's important in a number of anti-inflammatory and antioxidant enzyme systems. So a lot of cross-linking going on. Just don't take a bunch of copper expectedly, because if you do, it can throw off your zinc levels. It's kind of an antagonist to zinc. And if it throws off zinc, then you're going to have some real challenges along the way. Magnesium is another one that supports vascular and respiratory health. Studies have been supported in magnesium's usefulness in preventing the airway spasm and asthma. Always can lower high blood pressure and contributing factor in heart attacks, strokes, and diabetic heart disease. It also is real big in preventing trigeminal blood vessel spasm that can trigger migraines. That's a big one. And can restore a lot of the normal sleep patterns in women. So magnesium plays a big, big role. Calcium is also in here, and it's very protective against colon cancer, osteoporosis, migraines, and PMS. In recent studies, calcium has been shown to help protect colon cancer cells and a lot of cancer-causing chemicals. Can also help protect the bone loss and can occur with menopause and certain conditions like rheumatoid arthritis. Also reduces PMS symptoms. Now, it's loaded up with zinc, too. This is what's so great, kind of makes it a superfood. Remember how I talked about it's loaded with copper, so it's good for the joints. And you got to be worried about taking too much copper because what? You can throw off your zinc. But guess what? It has zinc in it as well. So this is how I love foods are just completely balanced in their approach. That gives you plenty of copper, but it gives you plenty of zinc, so you don't lose it. About 30% of hip fractures occur in men, and one in eight men over age 50 will have an osteoporotic fracture. A study of 396 men ranged in age from 45 to 92 was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that a clear correlation between low dietary intake of zinc and low blood levels of the trace mineral in osteoporosis in hip and spine. But sesame seeds, phytosterols lower cholesterol. So the phytosterols are compounds found in plants and have a chemical structure very similar to cholesterol, which is interesting because they're believed to reduce blood levels of cholesterol, enhance the immune system response, and decrease the risk of certain cancers. These phytosterols' beneficial effects are so dramatic that they've been extracted from soybean, corn, pine tree oil, and can add processed foods such as butter replacement spreads. I mean, it's incredible what they can do. All this was done in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry. But the benefits, again, any kind of nuts or seeds I think should be eaten every day, whether it's a handful of almonds, Brazil nuts, whatever. The studies are too conclusive to show what they can do for, I mean, even just getting down to belly fat. People that actually eat nuts every single day can lower their overall belly fat and their circumference, waist circumference, which is a big deal for heart disease. As long as you're getting some of these in every single day, that's what matters more than just about anything. So grab a handful of the seeds and watch your health improve in a lot of ways. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give us a call or go to the website. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, you can find that on the information at the website. And also, our team members are always standing by to help you, to kind of encourage you and equip you and help you find someone in your area. Plus, answer questions. We've got great health and lifestyle coaches available and standby that can kind of walk with you in your journey to find the tools that you need for your optimal health. So check out the website. They can help you along the way with whatever you're looking for. Now, Charleston, South Carolina, we had an email come in. Susie says that I'm 32 and a stay-at-home mother of two. Over the last few weeks, I've been getting migraines. Seems like every other day. Do you have any good advice? I do. Migraine headaches, again, a lot of different triggers. I would go to two spots. I would go to your primary care. If you've already done that, then I would go to chiropractic care. One of the best ways to eliminate headaches. And then thirdly, I guess three little spots I would go. You need to go find someone like a nutritionist that can guide you, someone that can look at nutritional deficiencies. They can monitor and see what levels in your body are high, what levels are low, and really build a good game plan and figure out, okay, this is what needs to happen here, and these levels are low, just like we're talking about copper and zinc, whatever. There can be certain values that are low in your body that could be causing these headaches to trigger. Could be structural, could be chemical, but it needs to be looked at so you can find out the overall tools of what needs to be taken care of so you can begin to thrive and not just barely make it, because they come on for some reason. Could be hormones. But at least you'll dig in and figure that out. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Shoot me an email. Jump on social media. All that is at the website. Now, coming up, I've got some tips you don't want to miss. We're going to be talking fitness. We're going to be talking ways to lose the belly fat, drop the weight, keep it off. It's one thing to lose the weight, but are you going to keep it off? A lot of that, plus some ways naturally to combat pain when we come back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Let's go to Tricia now. Hi, Tricia.
Calling to ask opinion on medical marijuana. My son is taking it. It's legal where he lives. And I just, I'm not that familiar with it, and I just wanted to get advice on that.
Yeah, I really, in my opinions, are kind of neutral because I've seen it work with quite a few people and actually pretty miraculous. I've talked to several physician colleagues and they've used it in clinical practice and outside of, I mean, with certain eye conditions and even with certain immune conditions, they've seen pretty startling results, even with some digestive-related issues as well. So, again, there's enough benefit for it to be medically cleared. I mean, the reality is we look at it as a drug and people use it to get high, but then we use certain medications that have the craziest side effects, and it's almost like the side effects are worse than the drug itself. So you got to ask yourself that question, and those are able to be prescribed. It's just we look at marijuana that has been a recreational drug used for so long, it's kind of got a stigma with it. So I think that's why we all, when it's going to be used for medicinal purposes, everybody kind of, you know, pauses and has this weird pause. And, I mean, even I did it first, you know, and being a physician, but when you really break it down, look at the physiology of it, you look at the MOA, as we call it, the mechanism of action, what it does, you know, it's got a lot of benefits. I mean, they wouldn't approve it for nothing. And you know, people are getting good results from it. So I think here's my position, okay? If you're using it, if a physician prescribes it and there's a true need for it, that's great. If they're prescribing it and the patient is really wanting it to get high and they're just looking for, you know, the free card to get high, I've got an issue with that, you know. And, again, that's happening. That's obvious, right? I mean, that's definitely obvious. So I don't really care for it for that reason. And, again, that's a long conversation. But does it have benefits? Yeah, it does. The research is behind it. You can't argue with that. So do I think it's going to get abused? Yeah, but so do painkillers. And there's pain clinics all over the country. And people come up with all kinds of reasons to be on pain meds. Not everybody, by any means. And there's legitimate needs for pain medication in a lot of ways. But there's always the handful that will abuse the system. And that's what is happening within the marijuana side as well. So for what it's used for in the right means, there's good reason for it. And I've seen enough data to agree with that. But if it's, you know, again, I don't like it because, again, there's always good with the bad. So you approve something and then you're going to have people that abuse it. So it's like that with anything. So, you know, again, hopefully in your son's case, there's a legitimate need for it and it's truly helping him and he's under physician supervision, which is another big key as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Fitness is a big deal, and we always look at ways to lose weight. Everybody's kind of searching the television, and they're flipping the infomercials, and there's all kinds of fitness DVDs and programs and systems to help you lose weight, feel better, and really achieve your goals. But I personally really get into and really love the whole model of naturally building your lifestyle so you can modify your body. I mean, one of the big keys that I've seen with people is it's one thing for somebody to come off their medications. It's amazing to see somebody that had high cholesterol and high blood pressure and blood sugar issues not have it anymore. I mean, drop 30 pounds, come off the medications, be living in victory, have more energy, really just get to that place where they're winning, they're thriving, and they're making it. Okay, that to me is incredible. I love it. But there's a lot of silver bullets that people think that are out there that are not. So just get some basics. I'm going to tell you that there's some keys, really all natural methods to help lose the belly fat. Now, you have to eat well. Number one, eating well is king. Exercise is queen, period. And that's how you build the kingdom. So your eating well always needs to be, in my opinion, I like multiple meals. I like three solid meals a day and a couple of snacks in between. And then I like to fast, partial fast, one day a week. I think intermittent fasting has so many benefits to it from a physical standpoint, spiritual standpoint too, which that doesn't have to be for you. But it gives the body a break. It releases growth hormone at an alarming rate, almost 300% increase in growth hormone, restabilizes and resets all your receptors. So all the different blood sugar, insulin receptors reset. So you start handling blood sugar levels very well. It's just a great tool to use to balance out your body. And so many times we don't use it enough and we don't utilize it enough. And it's a partial fast day. So you eat dinner. It doesn't matter what time you finish eating dinner. It could be 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Then you don't eat again until the next evening dinner, whatever time you want to have it. You can break it at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever it is. But make sure you get that partial day fast in. I like using a little bit of protein powder, organic, with plenty of water a couple times a day with some green drinks when you do that. And this intermittent fasting has been something that's been studied with science recently, and it is incredible what it can do for fat loss. And again, you stabilize your blood sugar levels, you get in plenty of water, unsweetened tea throughout the day, build up your antioxidants, hydrate your body, helps the body stimulate releasing toxins. Really don't exercise much that day. I mean, if you want to do some stretching or some light yoga, that's not a big deal, but don't make that one of your heavy exercise days for sure. Maybe more of an active rest day, and that can be beneficial. So again, great tools to be able to increase your fat loss, but your eating habits are key, your exercise habits 5 to 6 days a week. Unless those are in place, no matter what you do, whatever tool you use, ab roller or any of the different kind of the exercise pieces, you've got to have those keys in place. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell someone you love some tips you learned here on the show and empower their health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.